Ali Horgan, they're all big games. Derby ones maybe more so. Sligo, the next opponents after this break. So how have the preparations been?
The lads had a week off after St. Pat's on the Friday night. Probably needed physically and mentally. We were very disappointed not to get anything other than Chicor on the basis that probably had the better chances, although Pat's had much more of the possession, and they eventually did a single counter-attack with about, where there was, eight, 9 minutes to go. It would have been great going to the break with a result, albeit a draw or a win, but it wasn't to be. So we did a week off. They came in last night in a very positive mood, as they'll have to be. And, you know, as we pointed out, Sligo themselves have improved each game. I think they've only lost one game in about 10, I'd say, the last 10, which happened to be Dundalk, which, you know, Dundalk. They're really better than Ballybofey, and I think they're a better side now than they were then. But we have to improve. We've got to pick up points, and this, you know, we're running out of games. Chris, put it that way to you. Like, every game we approach to try and get something out of it, and I promise you that's the case. It's not just, you know, a cliche or anything. But we need to try and pick something out of Friday. Performance won't just be good enough. We need to be the best of our ability here against them, and they're on a great run, and credit to them.